Okay, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Thursday night, Chav Beis Shvat. And I think we're starting Siman Nun Beis. Dine Birkos Bori Priyoe, Tabor Priyadoma Vishahakol. Alperos Hagadelam Be'ilon grows on a tree. Will he talk about what's a tree? Yes, he will talk about what's called a tree. Mavarchin Bori Priyoe. Okay, fair enough. Alperos Hagadelam Be'adoma in the ground or on a bush that does not have the chashivas of a tree. So the fruit that grow on a bush will be considered growing from the ground, with the bush just being a way to get the nutrition from the ground to the fruit. But a tree is already a chash of a thing, and it's called the fruit of the tree, not the fruit of the ground. Even though b'di'evet you can make a bar pri adama on a fruit, b'di'evet, because ultimately its nourishment is from the ground, through the tree's root system, whatever. But the tree is a chash of a thing, so it's called bar pri o'etz. A bar pri adama doesn't have to be growing from the ground, it can have a stalk, or it can even be a bush. Some like blueberries or blackberries are a shaila. Maybe it depends on what kind of blueberries, what kind of blackberries. So, because it's a bush, you know, and it's a lowly bush. Maybe if it's very low, it doesn't have the chashivas of a tree. So, Valperos Hagdelem Ba'adom of the Heim Chomine Lifton, types of things that you eat the root. Carrots, it says here, and turnips. The Yerokos, probably like a tomato. Vegetables. Kidney is beans. Tartika, buckwheat. Asovim is like lettuce and things. Mavarchim bar priyodoma. Belonika ilan, what's called a tree. Elazesha anofim shalom, that the branches stay in the winter. Nisham gam b'choref, and then it produces fruit again without you having to plant anything. Umotzi achar kach olam eno anofim, it produces leaves from the branch after the winter. So that's called a tree. And then the fruit grows from it. Even if the branches are very, very thin, those branches that last throughout the winter. But if the branches disappear completely, I think this explains. What do strawberries grow on? What?
Banana.
Banana.
So while everything on the banana tree is kala, everything it dries up, it comes out a new stalk. So what comes out new? The stalk from the root. But the stalk of where the banana comes out of grows anew every grows on a new stalk.
I think the trunk remains, and a new stalk comes out every.
So why is it bar pri adama? Because the stalk, a new stalk.
Yeah.
And even though you don't have to plant the stalk every year, but the fact that the stalk is gone, see, there's a few requirements. One is that you don't have to replant it. Another one is that the branch from which the fruit grows remains in the winter. So the banana tree, it doesn't remain. It's a new stalk. So even though you don't have to plant it again, it comes out strawberries, I think. So strawberries. But okay, the Mishnah Berurah writes, I'm going to quote from the Latzko. Mishnah Berurah writes that berries that grow on bushes, L'chore should be bar pri o'etz, but the minig is to make a bar pri hadama. Ramosha writes that we're talking about bushes that are less than 3 tfachim high. We're talking about the minig now. If it's more than that, you should talk and make a bar pri o'etz. What? That's the problem. Bugs have to have bugs. You don't have to worry about what bracha to make on them. What?
Is that because of lava?
not, well, that's the concept, but it's not, we're not dealing with the dynamic of love. I think most people are, nowadays on blueberries, they make chayitz. No? I think they make chayitz on blueberries, and on blackberries, and on raspberries, I don't know. They make chayitz on things. Mishnah Berurah really writes, there's no, Rav Moshe writes that the Mishnah Berurah's quoting the minhag is not universal. Plenty places make, if you follow the rule, but the branch remained, the equivalent of a branch, and these berries remained, I guess.
What does it mean, three tefachim, the branches, not three tefachim, the actual
tree? I assume it means the whole tree. Like, it's not, it doesn't have the, I assume the svara is that it doesn't have the chashivas of the tree. A tree is a dover chashiv. If it doesn't have the chashivas of a tree, then it's just seen as a pipe between the Adama and the fruit. It just sends nutrients to the fruit. A tree is an entity in and of itself. The three tefachim is a concept. Okay. Okay, is good? Rav Moshe says that that which the Mishnah Berurah says, that although it seems you should make ha'etz on berries, but the minhag ha'olam is to make ha'adama, so writes the Mishnah Berurah. So Rav Moshe said, even that minhag is only if it's less than three tefachim high. But once it's a shtickle height, then it's a tree. Mishnah Berurah also, Rav Moshe also points out that the Mishnah Berurah's minhag is not universal. That which the Mishnah Berurah said is not a universal minhag. And now I believe that most people make ha'etz on most berries. Siv beis. Even blueberries, like eat blueberries and cream. Strawberries, I think that's what, it's like a banana, that something withers away in the winter.
No, but it is strawberries low. Strawberries very low.
No, for sure. I'm talking. Al dovish and gedulim and oretz k'may basa dogim cholam gvina v'chein al kamine mashkim except for yayin and shemen zayis. If you have occasion to make a bracha over shemen zayis, the Gemara talks about the case, because if you just drink straight shemen zayis, it's not, it's harmful, so you wouldn't make a bracha. But if you would end up, the Gemara gives the scenarios where you would end up making a bracha, so you make ha'etz. I'm sorry. You make a Borei Pri HaGofen and a Borei Pri HaZayis. But otherwise you make Shehakol V'Teves Nihiyo. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds it's Nihiyo. Shehakol Nihiyo B'Dvaro. Many say Nihiyah. I believe the common custom is Nihiyah. One is Pes, Nihiyo is like Pes. Nihiyah is like Borei Pri HaEitz. We talk about the present. Nihiyah. Kmeyan upitrios, mushrooms and truffles grow from the ground, perhaps, to get moisture from the ground, but yinikoson, I guess it means the main nourishment, is not from the ground, but from the nutrients of the air. Or they absorb it from the air. V'lechein inikram prihu adoma, v'lechein alein shakol. You're eating it raw, it's the derech to eat it raw. And that's the derech. Now, I say that could change. Mishnah Berurah says it's only the minhag ha'makom. When I was growing up, cauliflower, like who ate raw cauliflower? Nowadays, who doesn't eat raw cauliflower? So that's the type of thing that would change. When I grew up, cauliflower was definitely shahakol if you ate it raw. But only a few crazies ate it raw, right? But otherwise, Borei Pri HaAdama when you cook it. But now, it's more common, much more common to eat raw everything. Raw cauliflower, raw. If it's not the derech to eat it raw, only cooked. So if you're eating it raw, you have to make a shahakol. You only make its bracha when it's in its optimum state, the way it's meant to be eaten. But if you eat it a different way, even if it's edible, So you have to know each thing. Lamashal, an apple is or eights, a baked apple is or eights. Don't eat what raw? Yeah. So if they end up eating it raw, if they go to a dinner and it's served, they don't want to eat it, just make sure I call. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe if most people in the town eat it raw, then it's hadama even to you. If you ate it raw, you call it shahakol. The kol shariyo kimavushol, pickled is like cooked. And it's not raw. L'chein al kruv kovush, that's sauerkraut, I guess. Pickled cabbage. Mubarakan bar priyadama, because that's how you eat it. And probably raw cabbage nowadays. Cabbage is eaten raw, right? It's very common. So you make adama. L'chein maliyachu kimavushol in gazer. Salt is like that also. Salt in meaning is not cold raw. Al hatznon on a radish, baruch haber pri hadoma. B'chin al shuman uvitzelim, garlic and onions when they're soft, shein rakin, v'dakon lechachayin, and the derech is to eat it raw. So then even though that you usually eat it only with pas, b'kom v'kom gam v'mokla below pas, baruch haber pri hadoma. Not that drastic a shinui. Avol miskinu, shein charefim yod, if they're very bitter, very, very bitter. When it's not any longer the derech to eat it raw, they darkel lechol chayim, bishachol chayim, you would make a shakol. Okay.